Welcome to the Feed Central Hay Matters podcast, your go-to source for all things hay-related in Australia. I'm your host, John Paul Driver. In today's episode, we're joined by Tim Ford, Director for Feed Central. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, JP. Great to be here.
Let's talk about the gorilla in the room, drought in Victoria and South Australia.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely real. There's been some rain in recent times, which is wonderful to see in the last couple of weeks in some areas. I think there's still plenty of people that have missed out. The reality is it's just so cold at this time of year that the grass growth is really very slow in that area. So there's a lot of catching up to do. They're calling it a green drought. There is a layer of green across the landscape, but fundamentally feed is incredibly short through those really intensive grazing and dairy regions of southern Victoria and across through well and truly through South Australia.
This might be where there's just barely enough water, but it's so cold the plants aren't using the water. This is what comes to my mind is...
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it is... There's significant rainfall deficiencies through those regions and the little bit of rain that has fallen through the... There was some summer rain which produced some growth, but then a really dry autumn, a very late and slow start to winter, and there's no time for grass to grow before it's gotten cold. So, that's created a really significant feed gap for those people and created a really strong demand for hay. Yeah, it sort of turned the industry upside down to a small degree as well.
Now you say upside down. You're the one that taught me that, generally speaking, hay moves south to north in Australia. How's that going to change?
Yeah, look, generally, over the last 10 years or so, we've seen those intensive dairy areas produce probably a lot of their own silage. They've been able to cover a larger volume of their in feed through self-production, through production on their own properties. And subsequently, the hay that's been produced in the really traditional hay regions of northern Victoria, southern New South Wales, has been moving north into New South Wales and into Queensland. But this year, a lot of that hay has been moving south in fairly significant volumes. And subsequently, a lot of people's connections have been broken, or there hasn't necessarily been the connections between the producers and the consumer of hay. And so there's been a lot of there's been reports of just disconnection and people not knowing how to buy hay, where to source it from. I don't think that there's necessarily a great shortage of hay, or there hasn't been up until now, but it's been a lack of connections and a lack of knowing where to go to secure the supply, because, as I said, a lot of those people wouldn't have bought hay in volumes in recent times, and a lot of the suppliers haven't sold into those regions for some time. Subsequently, the connections have been lost and over the years, and with succession planning and so forth, businesses change hands, et cetera, et cetera. So there's just been a real disconnection between our buyer and seller in that part of the world over the last couple of winter months, I suppose.
Now, this wouldn't be the first time that you've seen this. In fact, Feed Central has a pretty long history of helping producers facilitate those relationships, those connection points.
Yeah, look, we've been doing this since 2002. So we started in that millennial drought, which was all about helping people secure the product that they needed through the millennial drought. In more recently, 17, 18, 19, 20 drought was very significant as well. And subsequently, we got a lot of experience in moving product around the country during these challenging times. The real key thing that, our team really just enjoys, gets a kick out of helping people secure the product that they need. Not necessarily just buy the product just because it's available, but, I think our team gets a real kick out of buying the product that really, helping supply the product that really suits the customer's need. That's what we get a real kick out of at Feed Central, and that's what I know the team gets a real kick out of.
Now, if somebody's new to Feed Central and the system, how does it work?
To keep it simple, there's sort of a six-step process that we go through to get the product up online and sold. So fundamentally, we've got a sales team that are working with buyers and sellers every day of the week. And then we have a web platform where a lot of buyers and sellers will go on. The sellers will go on to manage their listings, update their listings. Buyers will go on to search, very extensive search function that allows them to search for exactly the hay that they're looking for. The platform allows them to get a delivered price, including freight and the price of hay. So it's a very smart system that we've been building for a long time. But fundamentally, you know, step one is the listing comes into our office, either online or over the telephone, and then we have a team of inspectors that go out and inspect every line of hay that we list and sell. So our team of inspectors go out; they're fully trained and certified to be able to inspect hay in our system, and then that allows us to develop a visual grade. So we have a double A, B and C grading system that allows the buyer to see very quickly what the visual quality of that hay is. And that's to a fairly extensive system that we won't get into the detail of how that works today. But and then the sample comes back to our office and we get a feed test done. So we've got a feed testing lab in the office here. So the sample comes back to the office. We get the feed test done. We put all of that information online. So we have photos, videos of the hay, photos of the hay, all the visual description of the hay, extensive visual description of the hay, the visual grade that gives a summary form of the visual quality, and then the feed testing attributes of the hay. All of that information's online, and our sales team and our clients will log on and use that information to help find the hay that suits the buyer. So that information's all available 24/7. Once the deal gets done, and then the team here will organise the freight and facilitate the payment. So, you know, we do like to ensure that that all the money works absolutely perfectly. Every grower gets paid within payment terms and so forth. So there's sort of a six-step system that allows us to be able to get that product delivered to what the buyers want. Really allows us to really nail down if someone's got a milk fat problem, they can search for a particular type of hay. With heifers, they'll be looking for something else and work closely with them to get that hay. And that's what that's what the system's designed to do, and that's what we get an enormous amount of personal satisfaction out of when we get that right using the system.
So what I just heard you say is listing, on-farm inspection, feed test, at your own feed test lab.
Yeah, yeah. So we have the Dairy One calibrations here in Australia. So Dairy One's a New York-based dairy co-op that developed the calibrations for feed testing in the 1960s. And so we use their calibrations here. Means that we can get a really high-quality feed test to international standard basically overnight once the sample arrives here. So, yeah, everything's feed tested. Allows buyers to go on and search by protein requirements, search by energy requirements online. We don't list or sell anything without that feed test and without that on-farm inspection. It's really important to us that we get it right and that we don't have quality complaints. Everyone knows what they're getting. Yeah, just, you know, we've had that system going for a long time now, and over the years it's it just helps us get the right product to the right buyer, and that's incredibly important to us.
That feeds into the web listings and sales, and then your other area of expertise here is the freight and logistics, making the logistics happen.
Yeah, yeah. The logistics is a huge component of it. I think last year we got some numbers recently. I think last year our trucks, we did enough kilometres and the trucks went to the moon and back and then back to the moon. So in the number of kilometres we did in carting hay around the country. You know, these days it's, some buyers have their own trucks and some sellers have their own trucks. So, you know, the world has certainly changed over the last 5-10 years with the number of buyers and sellers having their own truck. Once upon a time, it was everything was delivered by subcontractors. But these days, a lot of buyers and sellers have their own trucks. So it's a matter of coordinating those schedules and so forth to ensure that the product gets delivered when the buyer wants it. There's a lot in that, you know, with contracts, making sure the contract delivery happens on time, within contractual terms, making sure that, you know, the trucks are, you know, a lot of people have a lot of little nuances to make sure that the you know, it's not delivered on Thursday morning, not delivered during milking hours, all of those sorts of things. There's a whole heap of work in that logistics side of it that the team here, you know, do a really good job of and make it all happen fairly seamlessly.
The folks at Feed Central, you know about the dry conditions in Victoria and South Australia, and you have the capacity to help folks with all the things you just mentioned.
Yeah, look, the business that we run certainly has a role in helping people managing drought, flood, fire. It's all about us rising to the challenge to those times, during those times. You know, we're endeavouring to do that again and work with our clients to be able to do that again through those really trying times through Southern Victoria, in particular. You know, also, you know, the areas of New South Wales, Wollongong, and so forth are doing, you know, incredibly wet. By the same token, and it is our job to be able to help those clients as well, be able to get feed into those places during those really wet times. So, yeah, look, there is no doubt that the business does need to ride to those challenges: drought, frost, fire, flood. The business rises to those challenges, and we do our very best during those times.
Tim, thank you very much for joining us today. Again, I've been joined by Tim Ford, Director of Feed Central. It's always wonderful to have you on. Stay tuned in. We're joined by Dave Clothier, National Sales Manager at Feed Central. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, JP. Great to be here again, man.
It's been a little over a month since we talked. Have we seen any change in pricing on hay?
Generally speaking, JP, not a lot's changed since we last spoke. The prices are stable. The only one, if there's anything moving, Lucerne's probably coming down a fraction just to try and get the market moving as we get into these colder winter months. So that's the only one come back a wee bit. But as you can imagine, supply is diminishing in this space before new season. So sheds are continuing to empty prior to new season, which is great. And it's also having an effect on, you know, minimal carryover, which is great again. You know, it means we can fill the sheds with quality hay, new season hay.
Now there's some regional differences. We know there's drought in Western Vic and South Australia.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in the continent we live in, Australia, it's always somebody's turn, JP. And for the last few months, it's certainly been Western Vic and South Australia that has been dry. Although there has been rainfall throughout much of those areas now, it's compromised yields moving forward, reduced production. There's a big feed gap in there, so there's still a lot of hay moving from Northern and Eastern Vic across into those areas. I only heard today from a couple of pretty serious growers in the area that they're even having to re-sow just because of the delay in any rain events. So that's not good for them, but at least they're heading in the right direction now with some rainfall. So that's a positive news. Just depending on what the spring does to those guys, I would watch that closely because that could have some serious impact on volumes out of that state. So that's pretty. Western Vic is very similar to those areas. If you move into central and eastern Victoria, and southern New South Wales, generally speaking, they look very good. Although they will be, Western Vic will be later, similar to South Australia. Eastern, central and southern New South Wales will be earlier, as will be in, we can just talk about north of there, northern New South Wales, southern Queensland. There's hay on the ground as we speak right now in southern Queensland, and there's lots and lots of conversation about hay hitting the ground towards the middle of the end of August, which is obviously earlier. And there are some risks with that. So these are some of the things that I think we should be watching for. You know, with the hay production through the cooler months, it could be very much some challenges through the curing process. With that comes the risk of rain events, bleaching, grade degradation, all those sort of things. And the forecast for much of New South Wales and southern Queensland is above average rainfall through to the end of October. So there are some challenges ahead of those areas. There's no doubt about that. So there's some real things to watch for me before we start understanding what the market is going to look like and what the prices will be. At the moment, it feels like the pricing is going to be very similar to last year, But some things I think we need to watch out for is, one is that above average rain forecast, like what volume of A-grade hay versus a lower grade of hay through New South Wales and southern Queensland through those earlier productions, that could have an effect on price. Then those curing challenges associated with that. The potential for frosted crops, you know, we're right in the middle of winter now. We could have some reasonable volumes, which will help supply, depending on what we've got in front of us for summer. There's a bumper grain harvest forecast right through the grain belt. Now, traditionally, when we've got a bumper grain harvest, there's a softening in prices. Whether we will have an effect on that through the hay production and hay prices, we'll just have to wait and see. And the other one that's a little bit unknown too is just the needs of the export industry. If we've got lower volumes coming into coming from South Australia and Western Victoria, are they going to source it further north? We'll just have to wait and see, and what effect that will have on supply and price. These are the things I think we just need to watch, because there is no clear direction in any of those things at the moment. Just back on the demand front, just quickly, like, you know, there are some winter feed gaps, as we traditionally see this time of year, through the east of the Great Dividing Range, a little over the west, but mainly east of the Great Dividing Range. Our web sale platform continues to be very, very strong, and that's through those drier Western Vic and South Australian areas, although it's trickling outside of there as well. And with the feedlot industry, which is a large part of our business, there's some uptake just to fill that gap until new season happening across some areas, but a lot of them still have enough volume to keep them going through that space.
All right. Is there anything we missed?
The only other thing we could say is, you know, Feed Central, we've got a team of 8 people down here at Coffs Harbour, which is on the north coast of New South Wales, for the Australian Fodder Industry Association conference, which you joined us last year, JP. We look forward to many discussions with some of the largest growers in the industry and trying to understand the challenges that they see and trying to help the industry right across the board.
Dave, as usual, it's wonderful to have your thoughts.
Thanks very much, JP. Great to have another yarn, mate.
The podcast is proudly presented by Feed Central. Stay tuned in for upcoming episodes.